producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, I'm Scott Henlon, along with Todd Mitchell from the studios of 550K Fire Bismarck, KCJB 910 AM in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo Moorhead, KLTC Dickinson, and KTGO Radio 1090 AM, booming to the Bakken. This is What's on Your Mind, and the bottom of the hour, we're going to chat with Brett Baer, longtime host of a program called Special Report on the Fox News Channel. He's written a new book called Special Heart, A Journey of Faith, Hope, Courage, and Love. It's a gripping story about his son's battle of being born with a congenital heart five different congenital heart defects. Quite a battle they've been through. It's a great book, really a neat thing, celebrating some great modern marvels of medicine. And Brett's a really neat guy. Had the honor of knowing him a lot of years there, and just a neat guy. So I'm looking forward to chatting with him about this great book. So look forward to that. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Let us know. Lots of folks waiting to weigh in, leftover even from last hour, so we're going to get right back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. If you have a story about D-Day, either yourself personally or a loved one, family member, acquaintance, whatever, you're going to the front of the line today, okay? So remember that. It's Free Plug Friday. Anything you want to plug, including candidates or races or issues for Tuesday's election, we welcome that as well at 800-228-0550. Have the normal or nuts question on the disdain for the president we heard yesterday, but it's a free-for-all. Anything on your mind? Ron in the oil patch, you're next. Hey, folks, Scott Hennon live and direct from Canmere, North Dakota. Apologize for the technical difficulties to be again in the program. Always a challenge sometimes when you're on the road. But we are in Canmere today because the Bakken Rocks Cookfest is happening in Canmere. And for our listeners in and around the Canmere area, I certainly invite you to come on in and take this all in today. By the way, we're at MW Industries, and we appreciate their hospitality in having us here today in Canmere. We're going to find out a little bit more about this company. They're less than 10 years old, but a good story, just one of those stories where all the activity that's happening in the Bakken prompts a lot of opportunity, and this is a prime example of a business that didn't exist 10 years ago, now a thriving company servicing the oil and gas industry. So we'll find out a little bit more about MW Industries a little later on in the program today. Also, if you are in and around Canmere and want to take in things today up here, I have a fistful of State Fair concert tickets for three concerts that will happen this coming weekend of the kickoff of the North Dakota State Fair: John Mellencamp, Lady Antebellum, and the Charlie Daniels Band. And Lady Antebellum is Friday night, John Mellencamp is Saturday night, the Charlie Daniels Band is Sunday night, and I have tickets that will get you into the concert if you'd like to do that, okay? So just find me. I'll have a name tag on, and that makes it easy enough to locate me running around the Bakken Rocks Cookfest today. Now, I'll just give you a little rundown on what's going to happen actually in the event today. 2:30 is when things get underway at the Kenmare City Hall. That's at 5 3rd Street Northeast in Kenmare. And Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, and Justin Kringsted of the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, plus Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, put on something called the Bakken Basics Education Session. And what this is great, great opportunity just to kind of learn the basics of the Bakken, but also ask any questions that you might have. If you are, if you're an expert, you probably aren't going to learn anything. But if you're a resident of the area, if you're you know, a mineral rights owner, if you're somebody wondering, hey, what kind of opportunity is out here for me? How long is this going to last? Just you can't get a better lineup of expertise from folks that can answer pretty much any question. So that takes place at 2:30. I love the Bakken Basics Education Series when they do these. And that will take place at 2:30 this afternoon. Then at 4, 4 until 7 is when the free barbecue and the live entertainment begins. And here's what happens at these events. First of all, it costs you nothing. It's absolutely free of charge. So you can't go wrong there. But a number of different companies team up and pair off and do cook-offs. And what they're doing is it'll be about 10, 12 different booths with all kinds of different barbecue. And, you know, there's brats and there's ribs and there's, you know, there's, you know, brisket and just all kinds of different great barbecue. And it's free. And you go to all of them, try them out, and then vote on the best ones. So they have actually a People's Choice Award, a Judge's Choice. And so they actually hand out awards. Kind of a big deal. Governor Dalrymple's here. He's pairing up with Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger. They're going to be doing the actual awards at 7 o'clock tonight. That'll all take place. The Cookfest, the awards, the whole works, and the Kenmare Danish Mill Square, which is downtown Kenmare. So that's why we're here today. And by the way, when you come in, they suggest you park at the high school and shuttle in either to the City Hall for the 2:30 Bakken Basics Education Session or to the Danish Mill Square downtown. So use the shuttle. Just makes parking much easier getting in and out of where you need to be. So should be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to that. So, and by the way, we'll be in Dunn Center then on Thursday for the event. So Kenmare, North Dakota today. And I have to tell you, my first trip to Kenmare, beautiful part of North Dakota. It really is. I knew that, all right? I knew that just, you know, you hear about the beauty up here, but it's nothing like seeing it firsthand, and it is absolutely beautiful. So nice little drive up from Minot, early morning hours this morning to get all rolling up at Kenmare, North Dakota, and really encourage folks, if you haven't been here, check it out. Come on in, take in the Bakken Rocks Cookfest today. That's why we are where we are. Okay, now, let me tell you a little bit about what we have planned for you today on the program. First of all, guests include Jerome Richter, the new Vice President of Public Affairs at the University of Mary. Just back from Rome. Look forward to catching up with him about the University of Mary's annual trip for incoming seniors to Rome. And just Jerome's a good friend and certainly well-equipped to give us an update on everything that's happening at the University of Mary. Next hour, we're going to talk with Jeff Missling of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is our Tuesday sponsor on What's on Your Mind. It's when we do what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers and normally talk ag issues. So we look forward to that conversation with Jeff Missling. Then at 10 o'clock, we're going to meet Tom Mao from MW Industries and find out a little bit about what's happening here. The Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullen will be here in a moment. A couple of topics we're going to tackle on the program today. One, I see Iowa's governor has said, look, we do not want to house illegal immigrant children in Iowa. There is an effort when you're talking about 90,000, that's one estimate, illegal immigrant children that have come here that they have no ability right now to turn back, that have to be here and put into a rather lengthy process. Where are they going to go? Would you welcome them to North Dakota, or would you be in the camp of the Iowa governor saying, I don't want them here? Now, Rob Port of the Sandy blog asked the question, hey, are any here now? And the answer he got back is none are here so far. So far. What does that mean? So we want to tackle that topic today a little bit as well. Private or Sergeant Bergdahl is back in the news, evidently ready to go back to active duty. Want to tackle that with the Golden Girls and get their take on that as well today. And Interesting story about our energy security. We talk a lot about the additional impact of shale development, specifically North Dakota, a million barrels a day. The head of the IEA, the International Energy Agency, has said that the U.S. is no more secure because of additional oil and gas production. Interesting. I want to unpack that a little bit. And a regional story we're going to tackle. Everybody knows housing is a big need in the North Dakota, certainly affordable housing, and even more so, obviously, in the oil patch. So why would folks in Williston turn down a townhome project, saying it's too dense? All right, we're going to talk about that, too, coming up on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome right here.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate courses. Correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
North Dakota today for the Kenmare Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, coming to you live and direct from MW Industries on the radio program. Ellen Rando from the left, Blanquita Cullum from the right. Let's tackle a couple of stories in the news. Fox News reporting an endless wave of illegal immigrants is flooding the Rio Grande Valley. that has prompted a discussion in a number of states saying, hey, wait a minute, where are all of these illegal immigrants going? Iowa's governor, correct me if I'm wrong, a good friend of Ellen Ratner's, even though he's a Republican, she kind of likes Governor Branstad, has said, hey, federal government, hear me loud and clear. I do not want to house immigrant children in my state. That's what he said. Is that the right move, Ellen? Blanketa, what do you make of this?
Well, you know,
something that's got to be done about these kids and where they're coming from and the gangs that they are facing and hunger and everything else. And we need to meet with the leaders of these countries and see if they're capable of running their countries.
Well, that's what I've been saying all along. You know whose office I'm visiting right now as we speak? Can you hear me? I am here at Senator John McCain's office, and I'm going to be meeting about the Voice of America. But, you know, Senator McCain has been actively engaged in looking at what's going on at the border because, obviously, Arizona is on the border with Mexico. And, frankly, I was watching this morning about how many Democratic members on the Hill are completely getting angry at what's happening on the border. You have the congressman from Los Angeles, Gutierrez. You have Henry Cuellar from Texas, who is working with Senator John Cornyn, because this just can't stand. It cannot happen like this.
So
what would you do, Blanketa?
Well, you know, you and I've talked about this, Ellen. I would pull together a summit on the border, and I would invite presidents of the countries. I'd even have the summit in Mexico if they wanted it, and bring in the presidents of Honduras and Nicaragua, Salvador, all of those areas, Guatemala. And Guatemala is important because, you know, they have terrorist training camps on the borders that they've talked about between Chiapas and Mexico. So with the concern about the MS-13, et cetera, coming in on the border, you want to make sure that those presidents are brought in and to be held accountable for the children that are being brutalized and the gang members that are coming across. They need to be responsible for their own people.
Well,
here's my question, though.
We need a sane drug policy in this country.
All right, you guys are going down too many rabbit trails for me. How about the fact if more people do what Iowa Governor Terry Branstad said and said, no, not here, maybe they'll be forced to deal with this properly and fix this. And by the way, the administration says it wants a change in the policy, which is they have no choice but to keep them and put them into a lengthy process rather than return them immediately or turn them back as they do with children that are coming here illegally from Mexico because of the executive order President Obama signed in 2012. That can't happen. So they need to put them somewhere. So my question to you is, should more governors do what Governor Branstad has done so this is dealt with rather than allow them to be, you know, placed all over the United States and then ultimately probably here?
Of course. But the other thing is that the governors may be notified, but the population is not notified. So they're kind of doing this in secret. You know, you think about the pink slips that all these military guys that are serving currently have received, and the $4 billion of taxpayer funds that are targeted to go to the borders. I mean, we've got our priorities screwed up here.
I'll say. Another story. Sergeant Bergdahl returning to...
And I just want to say that none of this is going to go away until we have a sane drug policy.
Okay, connect the dots there quickly.
Well, these gangs are drug running, and they drug run into the United States. And that's why there's profit in being a gang in South America.
So your solution would be what?
Decriminalize but not legalize drugs.
Yeah, okay. Another story. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is returning to regular duty. The U.S. Army saying on Monday he's been assigned to a base in Texas following completion of a reintegration process after 5 years as a Taliban captive. Knowing what we know about Bo Bergdahl in his own emails, in his own words, should he be back in regular duty? What do we make of this?
No. And let me tell you, San Antonio, they're not happy about it. You know, he's over there at Fort Sam Houston. People are furious that he might get $350,000 of tax-free money for being a traitor. People are furious, especially, you know, right now the military are getting all the cuts and the like. This is like bizarro land.
I think that if he's capable of active duty, he ought to do that. I'm interested in why the press has not covered that he's had no connection with his family.
And I'd like to know why they can't have more involvement in trying to get that Marine out of Mexico. You know, they're going to spend $350,000, retrain, help this guy, make him look nice, clean him out, and take him to the HEB supermarket. They can't get that guy out of Mexico. Something's wrong. They're going to give these guys heroes. I think this is ridiculous.
What is going on there, Ellen? I mean, number one, we get Bergdahl out of Afghanistan, and obviously some questionable things in his background, his you know, just even what his fellow soldiers have said questions, why, you know, causes me to question why he'd be given the, you know, the, hey, you're fine, go back in and resume normal duties here. But given everything there, now we have a Marine that took a wrong turn in Mexico. We can't get him home. Why the contrast here?
Well, again, I don't know why the president isn't calling up the president of Mexico and say, we want our guy home
today.
Precisely. Yeah. Because he certainly...
Sometimes the Golden Girls agree.
Yes, we do, don't we, Al? And the fact of the matter is, Ellen and I would go over there and meet with the president of Mexico if they'd let us. And believe me, by the end of the day, the kids would be home, the Marine would be in his place, and the borders would be a lot safer.
Well, because you wouldn't take no for an answer.
Yeah, because, you know, that's my kind of personality, and that's Ellen's kind of personality.
There's a story out of the IEA chief suggesting that the U.S. May not be energy secure. Obviously, the increase in the domestic production has caused a lot of us to say we control our destiny a lot more. But this,
but they're talking about the grid, too. The grid is not secure. So you can have, you know, enough ability to produce natural gas or frack, but the fact of the matter, has anybody found out about the security of the grid? And that is insecure. And,
he's talking oil, though. She is talking oil. This is the new head of the International Energy Agency, saying that they forecast U.S. oil supplies will plateau in the next 2 decades, causing the country to rely more on the Middle East for oil. Is she out of touch or what?
We're not establishing a relationship right with Canada and Mexico. That will happen, but we have.
What is she doing to back this up, either?
And by the way, she cited this winter's polar vortex when extreme cold temperatures increased the demand of natural gas for heating, said you must be careful about to which degree you rely on gas because energy security really requires diversity. You do not want too many of your eggs in the same basket. I think we have a greenie as the head of the International Energy Agency, so I think maybe we ought to take these comments with a grain of salt is what I'm thinking.
A towel.
Well, but anyway,
North Dakota has how many years of reserves?
5 generations. Got to take a break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Thanks, ladies. The Golden Girls, Ellen Radner from the left, Blanquita Cullen from the right. Good luck with Senator McCain there, Blanquita. Appreciate that very much. When we come back, we're going to chat with Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. Tuesdays, we talk Hugh Mary on What's on Your Mind in the preview hour. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. West end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from. Even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, pollen burst, and rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. We are in Kenmare, North Dakota today for the 6th annual Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. 6 years in a row they've been doing these. They do them generally in the western edge of the Bakken and the eastern edge of the Bakken. So we're in Kenmare, North Dakota today for the event. Bakken Basics Education Series at 2:30. Cook off 4 until 7. Come on in. It's free food. It's a lot of fun. And a lot of good folks will be here. North Dakota Petroleum Council puts this on every year. A lot of fun. Dunn Center on Thursday, and we'll be there as well. So, and by the way, all you need to do is come up and say, hey, I'm listening to What's on Your Mind. Could I have some tickets to the State Fair? I'd imagine a lot of folks with Kenmare as close to mine as it is. I will want to take in maybe Lady Antebellum on Friday night, or John Cougar Mellencamp on Saturday night, or the Charlie Daniels Band on Sunday night. I have tickets, which, let's see here, the value on these suckers are, I think it's $65 for John Mellencamp and $85 for Lady A and Charlie Daniels. So they're on me. Just find me at the Cookfest today. I'll be wearing my my name tag. So it'll make it easy for you to find me, okay? I'll dork out and wear the name tag just so you can find me at the event. Tuesdays, we catch up with our friends at the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, the Vice President of Public Affairs, joins us today on the program to talk about a recent trip with incoming high school seniors across North Dakota, an annual pilgrimage to Rome that the University of Mary undertakes with these kids, which is a wonderful event, I know, because our son had the honor of participating in it last year and thoroughly enjoyed it. Jerome, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Nice to hear your voice.
Are you rested up from the wonderful annual trip to Rome with the youngsters?
I'm getting close. I'm getting close. It was kind of a little bit of a difficult year this year for me and 24 other students or pilgrims. The way I've been explaining it to people is Rome is very good, airport's bad.
Yes, and sometimes the travel goes as planned and sometimes it goes not as planned, right?
No, exactly. We ended up getting caught in an airport and stayed overnight on both ends of the trip just because of weather. And so it was a long one. So recovery's been a little longer, but it's well worth it, that's for sure. It was a wonderful pilgrimage with wonderful students from across the state.
Explain to our listeners what the students undertake in this pilgrimage. And it is a pilgrimage, not a vacation, not a sightseeing deal. I mean, you're seeing a lot of sights, you're going to a lot of places, but it's a pilgrimage. Now, let's start there. What's the difference between a pilgrimage and a, you know, a tour or a vacation?
Well, I'll give you a little history, Scott, just so it makes sense to everyone. I'm a former high school teacher. Will be a teacher all my life. And so a number of years ago, I started doing this at St. Mary's High School in Bismarck. And then when I came to the University of Mary, it just became bigger. One, because we have a campus over there. So the University of Mary has a campus over in Rome. where we have semester programs and also a month-long Maymester program. And so we have a home in Rome, if you want to say. And so it created an opportunity to bring more students with. And so I take about 130 students each year over there in the summer, which is a truckload of people, but because of the great people that I have helping, we can make it happen. And what we try to accomplish is exactly what you said. We take a pilgrimage, much different than a vacation. It's not a senior trip. It's nothing like that. It's about discovery of Western civilization. It's about discovery of their faith. And then ultimately, in that, they discover a little bit about themselves, who they are, where they've come from, their history, excuse me, their faith. And so it's quite exciting.
What are some of your favorite stories, without maybe naming names, that have come out of these trips over the years?
Well, from a faithful aspect, we've had a number of students who have come back to me years later and have said, you know, it's because of this I knew that I wanted to be a teacher. It's because of this that I knew that I'm called to the seminary. I might be called to the religious life. This summer I will have the very first marriage because of the pilgrimage. Two young people that met, one from Bismarck, one from Dickinson, on the pilgrimage about 5 years ago. And so it's those types of things that are just breathtaking. And then the most beautiful thing that I've experienced, especially on a return on this, is they go off to college, whether it's the University of Mary, whether it's UND, whether it's NDSU or any of the other state schools. It doesn't matter which school they go to. There's going to be one or two of them that were on the trip together, and they have friends. They immediately have friends that are striving to be faithful, good citizens for the state of North Dakota and for the region. And so those are the most exciting things.
And talk a little bit about what these kids get to experience on this pilgrimage. It's extraordinary, the access they have and the sights they see, what they take in.
Thank you, Scott, for that question. As I said, I've been doing this now for 13 years. And so we kind of know what we're doing over there. And again, we have the campus, and so we have somebody on the ground. And so some of the things that they're able to see, the first thing is you started off with what they kind of are aware of and know. Now, we prepare them well before we go over, just so that they know what they're getting themselves into. But we start the first day usually by seeing the Colosseum. Every kid, you know, wants to see the Colosseum. The Colosseum's big and bold and stadium and gladiators and all that. And then we wind them through a little bit of Roman history until we get to the first centuries, especially the persecutions of Christianity and the apostles. And so we take them to St. Peter's, St. Peter's Basilica built over the bones of St. Peter. There's a tour that you can get underneath St. Peter's that very few people know of and very few people have the opportunity to get, called the Scavi Tour, which is going down three layers underneath St. Peter's, and you're on first century soil, walking in the necropolis, which is City of the Dead, a cemetery, if you will, that the church was built over. And by the time we're done, we're walking past first century Roman mausoleums, and then at the very end, we're standing 5 to 10 feet away from the very bones of St. Peter himself, the fisherman who walked with Christ. Other things, we get to see the Pope twice, just June 29th, the feast of Peter and Paul. We had Mass with the Holy Father, and a couple of kids were right there on the center aisle as he processed in. We were able to receive a blessing from him, be able to see him with the people. He's such a wonderful and beautiful man, and how he interacts with the people. We get to go to Subiaco and Monte Cassino, the places where St. Benedict, where Benedictine University, and here's where Benedict saved civilization. He went off, ran away from the world to hide in a cave, and in actuality, because of his rule and his monasteries, saved Western civilization later. And so those are some of the high points. And then all of the great things of Rome, the Pantheon, and Piazza Navona, and even the Trevi Fountain, I let the kids go throw a coin in.
Yeah, the discovery, the education they get, you often hear it described amongst the kids that are along as life-changing. And as Jerome said earlier, you know, years later, all kinds of examples of that come to fruition. So it's really a wonderful undertaking, no easy undertaking, quite an endeavor to bring 100-plus students on a trip like that. You mentioned earlier there's a campus of the University of Mary in Rome. Tell us a little bit about how that's used for the benefit of University of Mary students.
Well, each year, kids can apply, students can apply to study over in Rome. And so it's different than what most universities offer. Like, for example, and I'm just going to pick on some of the state schools, if you do a study abroad program through, let's say, NDSU or UND, what they're going to do is they're going to ship you off to wherever it is that you're going to go, and then an international group is going to bring a bunch of kids together from a number of different places, and you're going to have international professors in the sense of they're going to hire some adjunct here or some adjunct there to kind of bring these things together. This is our campus, so it's run by our people. It's run by people from the University of Mary, and we send our professors over. So each semester, a maximum each semester of 25 students, excuse me, study on our campus and are together in community doing all these different things. And they have, like you said, my pilgrimage is 2 weeks long. These people over there for a semester, and if you want to talk about life-changing, it's incredible because they're immersed in the Italian culture, but at the same time, they get the chance to travel across a number of different places of Europe and take it in. They spend 2 weeks of study in France with one of our professors, who's a friend of Monsignor Shays, and she has access to the Louvre. She was the assistant curator at the Louvre at one time. And so when you have access to the largest museum in the world and to be able to bring the students in there, it's quite impressive. So that's both spring and fall semester, so 25 students maximum. And then in May, we do a month long for the students that aren't able to go each semester. So, for example, you're a football player. You know, they expect you to practice quite a bit these days, Division II. And so a football player can't give up a whole semester. So we also make the opportunity that they can go over for that month of May and still get the experience and the credits. The room, the board, the tuition is all the same as you if you were on the Bismarck campus. And so it really makes it an opportunity for these young people to do it.
And we should put a quick plug in there for the affordability of the University of Mary in general. I mean, you're talking about obviously quite a perk there with the availability of the Rome campus to be part of your education. But overall, it's a very affordable education, isn't it, Jerome?
Yes, it is. It's amazing what the sisters started here. The Benedictine Sisters of Annunciation Monastery founded us and still sponsor us and still are very present here at the University of Mary. And they knew that to provide a faithful Christian Catholic Benedictine education, it needs to also be affordable. So we've always prided ourselves on being as affordable as we can be. Yes, we're a private school, and so it's going to seem to be a little bit more than the state. But by the time you start talking scholarship and with tuition, we're not that much more. Right now, this year, I believe our tuition was $14,900. And most everybody gets some degree of scholarship, depending on their abilities. And because we guarantee that they can graduate in 4 years, we're seeing that most kids are spending less going to the University of Mary than other schools, because we are very intentional about making sure that they get their degree in 4 years, and we also help them in whatever way that we can. And so the affordability is quite exceptional.
Come to Mary.com, also umary.edu, two websites you can use to find out more about all they have to offer at the University of Mary. And thanks for updating us on that pilgrimage and telling us a little bit about the Rome campus. Always enjoy learning more about our friends at the University of Mary Tuesdays on What's on Your Mind. Thanks, Jerome.
Scott, thank you so much. Thank you to all the listeners. It's a beautiful day in North Dakota. Let's enjoy it, huh?
Absolutely. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll tell you about the weather and more from Kenmare after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field, it's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is What's On Your Mind. Sorry, ow, didn't mean to blow your ears out there. We're live in Kenmare, North Dakota today, coming to you from MW Industries on What's On Your Mind. Jeff Messling of the North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to join us in just a little bit. You know, we talk a lot of, with the folks from the Farm Bureau about obviously things that are happening in agriculture and policy concerns and what the EPA is up to and whatnot. We don't spend a lot of time just talking about the benefits of the membership of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, what they do for you day in, day out. So I asked Jeff to come on this to a program on Tuesdays. We focus on ag matters, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the benefits of the membership and what the Farm Bureau does on your behalf. And, you know, they do things related to being a voice, the voice, in fact, for agriculture. And standing up for what you believe in. But they also, are about, membership benefits in the way of discounts and travel and different things like that. So we'll talk with Jeff about all that coming up on the program. Today we call What's on Your Mind, so look forward to that. Also, we're going to chat with Tom Mao of MW Industries. They're our host here at the Bach and Rocks Cookfest in Kenmare today, broadcasting our show from their location. Find out about what they do. And it's another example of a job juggernaut as it related to the Bach. And what I love about this is a relatively new company, less than 10 years old. So a company that exists, employs people because of opportunity from oil and gas development. And that story, of course, was repeated over and over and over again, but I never tire of hearing about it. So look forward to learning a little bit about that as well. And stories we're digging into today on the program, I still am scratching my head over how, despite everything we learned from fellow soldiers of POW Bo Bergdahl, he's returned to active duty in Texas. So, like, we're just kind of brushing that all under the rug. I guess I'll defer to the men and women of the military to say, is this appropriate? I want to know what you think on that. North Dakota state officials are saying no illegal immigrants have been placed in North Dakota so far. That so far, caveat makes me wonder if we wouldn't be advised to take a tack close to what Iowa's doing when they've said, look, not here, not now. Deal with this problem. Deal with it. And meanwhile, it is a major, major problem still. I hate these stories of the children being found on the banks of the Rio Grande border. Border control agents telling us about diseases coming in we haven't seen in decades, an outbreak of pneumonia, swine flu. Some leaked data we learned about yesterday showed a tenfold increase in asylum approvals. Now you have just one county, a non-border county, I might add, 27,000 illegals. The numbers that we've heard on immigrant children, 90,000. And the UN is looking to intervene. By the way, if they label these folks that have come here refugees, the U.S. would be forced to grant asylum. So we've got a real issue on our hand, without question. And we're going to tackle that a little bit today. I'm also wanting to dig into a little bit more of this story in Williston denying a townhouse project because of density. The number one need, without question, is housing. Stock, just plain old housing stock, which obviously the more housing you have, the more affordable housing is going to be. So we just actually need the units right now. And number two, we need more of them. And so when a project gets denied, especially a townhouse project, you have to wonder what's going on. And Williston, I'm hearing more and more and more, especially Williams County in the surrounding areas that Williston City proper is really slowing a lot of this housing development right now. What's going on there? I want to dig into that a little bit today in the program. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. 855-200-1776. When you call, press 1 to leave us a message with your comment. Press 2 to join the discussion. Let me tell you a little bit about how we're looking weather-wise here in our final minutes. We do have a bit of a, I guess you'd call this a cool snap. We're in the patch, so we'll just tell you a little bit about what's happening out here. Kenmare today, but the forecast says plenty of sunshine, but 75 for high. South-southeast wind at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, low about 50 with the southeast wind at 5 to 10. Winds are pretty calm right now. 79 tomorrow, sunny skies. So this so-called cool snap certainly didn't last long in the patch. 86 on Thursday, 88 Friday, 84 on Saturday. Other than a slight chance of showers on Friday, not even much in the way of showers. So growers have got to love that. 52 degrees in Williston at this hour. Tioga's at 52, heading for 75. Watford City at 50. Newtown, 50 degrees. 55 here in Kenmare. Stanley's 52. Columbus, 55. Back in the valley, we're looking at cloudy conditions, mid-50s in most locations. And I want to tell you about the forecast here. If I flip to it, I'll tell you how we're looking for the next couple of days in the forecast. Here we go. 57 right now in Fargo, heading for 73, so a bit cooler. Sun and clouds mix. North wind at 10 to 15, mostly clear tonight, low about 51. North-northwest wind at 9 right now. Looking ahead, rest of the week, tomorrow, 79.
84 on Thursday, 88 on Friday. Some showers and 84 on the forecast horizon for Saturday. Right now, let's head down to Aberdeen, 55 degrees. Watertown, 55 degrees. Thief River, partly cloudy, 57. Detroit Lakes, cloudy, 54. Fergus Falls, 57 and cloudy. Breckenridge, 57. Kindred, 57. Grafton, 55 degrees. Hillsboro, 57. Should be about 73 there today. Grand Forks, 73 as well. 55 degrees at this hour. All right. What's on your mind? We're going to find that out when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.